Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's week going? We are midway through the week, thank God. Our week is almost over. And for some of you that work the weekends, too, I'm so sorry. But we are almost through the week. We just got to get through today. The next thing you know, just 2 days left, and then it'll be one day that aren't the weekend. So the weather has been great, the way I see it, because since we had with the whole heat wave that's going on, the weather has been great, definitely for sure. But we're going to be getting right back into a heat wave come this weekend and possibly for all of next week. So enjoy the good seasoned weather as it is as of right now, and then on to a heat wave next week. Okay, so let me reiterate what I said on Sunday. For some of you that didn't get a chance to hear it, I will be skipping Sunday's show to just match up the weeks, get the weeks matched, not the weeks, the days of the shows to get matched up. It's only by one show that I have to do that for. So Sunday will be skipped, but I'll be talking to you guys again next Wednesday for sure. And as always, guys, don't forget, you can always play the past shows. I mean, if there's a way that you can't really get a hold of the past shows, then let me know, you know, and, you know, I can try to go ahead and just start replaying the past shows for you, really uploading things so that way you guys can hear the past shows. But it should be a way for you to be able to replay the past shows if I'm able to see them, of course, because I have access. But you should be able to, you know, be able to play the past shows. But moving on, we're halfway through the week, good stuff. And I must say the exercising program that I'm on is doing well. As far as I know, I really would like to do a program that's very, very high intense interval training. But the personal trainer that I have right now, she's so custom to working with older folks. So I guess it's like I have to more so like elaborate the type of program or plan that I'm looking to have for myself at this point in time. But other than that, like I was saying to you guys on Sunday, if you're going to be exercising and you want those results as soon as possible, like within 2 or 3 months, then go ahead, by all means, exercise 2 or 3 times a day, like good old singer Ciara, who gained her 60 pounds during her pregnancy and lost it within 60 days or 3 months by exercising 2 or 3 times a day. So moving along. Okay, so relationship things, right? Relationship things. When you're in a relationship with someone and they have not yet shared their information, I'm not saying that it's a must-have, okay? I'm not looking at things as it's a must-have. We need to share our Facebook login information. We need to do this. We need to do that in order for me to see that you're not talking to other females. No. See, this is what most men in this generation need to understand, is that it's not all about that. What it is in the event that you can't get on a page, right? There's like, let's just say, for example, this guy is in the military, or he's, you know, away on business, and he needed something to be checked on his page because it might be a business proposal or something like that. And it's like, instead of you, yeah, the gentleman giving the information to the missus, like, oh, no, it's okay, I got it, I'll handle it. That to me strikes a red flag. Like, if you feel like you can't trust your female companion good enough to go ahead and check your page for you, like, why delay a process if you can have someone just look at it for you, you know? Like, it could be for any reason that you're not unable to check a page. And by all means, even if you can't remember your own login, that's okay. I can't remember my own login, too, sometimes. However, if you have a certain computer that remembers everything, that's everyone's computer nowadays, or your computer remembers everything, your phone remembers everything. So what's the problem if you just have the missus or your boyfriend check your page? To me, that's a red flag. I don't want you to see what I have on my page. And yet, at the same time, why is it an issue if you have people sending you friend requests that are a bunch of guys, you know, or it's a bunch of females? Am I supposed to get upset? Like, you know, the way I see it is a double standard with relationships nowadays. And it's just like one person tries to act like, you know, like they're not mad while they truly are. Because my whole thing is, when you have a bunch of questions about things, when you're really deep thinking a lot of things, there's a problem somewhere. And it's a problem either within you, or there's a problem within that person that you're dating, and you're just not truly sure about anything. So, I mean, it's just, it's, to me, I just look at it like if we're going to be together, it's, and I'm not saying it in terms of like, oh, this is what I'm recently going through. No, it's just that there's things that are brought up. Like, there's like the current celebrity that's dealing with the whole child custody thing and her children had to get sent back to Morocco. It's the whole thing of why get involved with someone that has problems. It's like, I know we get so blindsided and we think that we're in love and we think that it's this and that. You know, it causes you to go through things because unintentionally you have someone, you know, that you don't even know next to you that is looking to really just corrupt your life. Like, it's terrible that we have to really be linked up with people that are just looking to really just corrupt and make a scene in a person's life because they're just unhappy with themselves. Like, that's what I think it is. It's truly at the end of the day, they have problems within themselves, and they are just really trying to find their best way to manipulate the fact and try to get over someone that they know loves them. Like, it's just, to me, I think it's just been really a sickening situation for anyone that has to go through that, where you thought that you were in love, you're dealing with someone that you know has emotional damage, a very severe amount of emotional damage, and they have a trust issue. They just have problems, and then it's like you have to decide whether or not you want to go through that. You know, that plays a part on everyone's image of how they view you and how they view your relationship and how they view themselves. Like, you know, you really sit down and think about things. You're just like, I hope I don't get in that situation. You know? So it's neither here nor there. The whole point of the thing is just to be conscious enough. Like, sometimes we really do fall for things, even jobs, even pressures, even friends and loved ones. We fall for things because we feel so that we know that this person has a problem. It's like we do feel as though we can help this person. Sometimes you just can't. You just got to figure out when to let it go. And sometimes it will just happen automatically, and you didn't have to do much effort about it. So, with that all being said, you know, as I've been saying before, this For Your Image show is about really creating an image that fits you. Once we create an image that fits you, you know, you put it in your routine and make it you make it yourself, and you go with it for the rest of your life. If you want to switch it up, I say switch it up with the interval of 5 years. You know, let people get used to what they're seeing, like what they're seeing, and always be able to be conditioned to what they're seeing. And then when you change things up, you know, you're not changing it drastically where it's like you lose people, you lose followers, but you change it just in a way for them to understand, like, okay, you're just changing to survive in the market that you're in. And you know what's funny? A lot of people don't understand it. A lot of people don't. A lot of people look at it like, oh, God, you know, they're changing their name again, but they can't stay consistent. Some people look at it like that, too, and it shouldn't even be looked at like that. If they were any way educated about how the market works, they wouldn't even remotely be saying it. But unfortunately, people do. Like, for example, there's a bank that's changed their name at least about 2-3 times since I've known them. It's okay, you know, that they're changing their name again. I don't really bank with them, but I know that they're changing their name again, so we're going to be doing a lot of blast marketing distributions of changing everything over in the next couple of months. If I'm not mistaken, the name of the bank is Susquehanna, and they're changing it to, I think it's BBTNT or BBT or BBNT or something, and they're changing it to. And the first thought to my mind actually was, well, they're not changing it to anything that we can really make it easier to say. But, you know, you can, just like with TD Bank, used to be called Commerce Bank. So, I mean, it is what it is. Everyone's trying to, I guess, make it easier for you to say. I am not sure. If the values and the mission statement is still there and what they believe is still there, that's all that matters. To me, the name change shouldn't even matter. It's just how they treat me as a customer. So, moving on. That's all about your image. You know, if you want to change something, change it, but don't make it a drastic change where it's like, you know, it gives an eye for a shock, like, oh, my God. But if you're into stuff like that, then by all means, go ahead. Give that shocker to the world and have them love it and be pleased with it. Like, for example, with Brianna. when she came out this adorable little girl as a teenager. And then after the incident with her and Chris Brown, she just dramatically turned into this, like, dark person, haircut, you know, really spiked edges and dark makeup, and she wasn't this pleasant-looking person. And I'm just looking at it like, I understand she's trying to do this good girl going bad thing. That's all understandable. You know, it's just, to me, it was a dramatic change, very, very big dramatic change, especially with Nicki Minaj. I know I've mentioned this before about Nicki Minaj. She came out all colorful, looking like a clown, to be honest, and then he naturally switched over to her natural side, in which this side is more appealing. This side that she has right here is actually more appealing, than I would say, than when she first came out. So that's really good. So we're back to Aces with the next few shows, and as I said, we're going to be skipping Sunday to link up, match up the shows, get back on track. And as you can hear, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. You guys stay safe out there, stay blessed, and definitely bring joy to where there is no joy, and pray for your counterparts, you know, really pray for your friends, your families, even people you don't know, pray for strength, knowledge, peace. I mean, it's really important. We need to all just work together and build ourselves together as a community and a team, and pray for each other. If you guys are praying, that's fine, no worries. So for the people that do, please, as we come down to the last couple of minutes of the show, guys, don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram, my personal page, and follow me on my journey at Suey Chewy, SUEYCHEWY. You can email me at my business email address, foryourimagellc@gmail.com. Stay blessed, everyone. Stay cool. And I'll be talking to you guys again a week from now. Hopefully I have so much to say, way more than I have today. but I did have enough. I know I did. But you guys stay blessed, and talk to you guys again.